The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, Matthew tells us. It was a tough night for the disciples. They found themselves far from shore, caught in the middle of one of those killer storms that the Sea of Galilee is notorious for producing. And to make matters worse, the inky blackness of the wee hours of the morning surrounded them, taking away all reference to anything other than the towering waves and the howling winds threatening to swamp their little boat. Then, as if things couldn't get any worse, someone, something, is now walking towards them on the water. Can you imagine what that must have been like? A specter appears, silhouetted against the white caps. The boat goes down into the trough of a wave, and the shadowy figure disappears. The boat rides back up to the crest of another wave, and the menacing presence reappears, even closer now, hopping from wave top to wave top. It looks like Jesus. Could it be Jesus? What if it is Jesus? If it's Jesus, then life can never be the same, because ordinary rabbis don't walk on water. Come to think of it, ordinary rabbis cannot heal the sick with a word. Ordinary rabbis can't feed a multitude with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Ordinary rabbis cannot do the things the prophet said that the long-promised Savior would do. Things like give sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, food to the hungry who had nothing to offer. In short, give God's steadfast love and mercy to undeserving sinners. But I guess all that was missed. Could it be that Jesus, this Jesus apparently walking on the water, really is the Son of God? Could it be that he is truly Almighty God, now even closer to the boat? If he is the Son of God, then that means he has all authority in heaven above and on earth below. That means he's the creator and the judge. But that's precisely the problem. What will be the verdict of his judgment? What should be the verdict of the creator's judgment? Let's pray it's just a ghost and not God coming after us. And that brings us to the most terrifying part of this story about Almighty God walking on the waves toward the disciples. God's silence. Almighty God's silence in that storm and in other types of storms, both within and without, is hell, literally. Storms that make one wonder if it's God or the devil messing with her. Storms that make one wonder if it's God, is he for us or against us? Storms that when one cries out in suffering, hidden and menacing as a ghost walking on the water, and all that is heard is the howling wind and crashing waves, life is terrifying indeed. And there is only one thing that can help, you know, and that is for God to open his mouth with a word of gospel promise. And that is exactly what he did that night on the Sea of Galilee. "Fear not, it is I. Do not be afraid," he said. And do you know what it means when Almighty God gives a promise to fear not because he's there? It means do not be afraid. There's nothing to fear because he's there. God does not lie. And for him to speak is for him to do. Well, here we are. And the waves of life are as big as they've ever been. The wind is just as strong. And could it be that it's actually getting darker? Could it be that our sin is not diminishing? Could it be that we're still dying? And could it be that the devil has not stopped accusing? Could it be that we're just like Peter, with little faith, no faith, but a whole lot of doubt? The answer to all of that and more is a deafening yes. That's us. But what of it? Fear not. Almighty God incarnate, Jesus the Christ, has sent me with a promise that's for you. And by his authority, I forgive you the entirety of your sin. And I give you eternal life. Do not be afraid. Jesus Christ truly is the Son of God, and he's for you. Amen.